Life Audio.
God's Word is reliable and without error. In His Word, He conveys His heart and His desires for humanity. He also uses His Word to point us directly to His Son, Jesus Christ, through whom we find salvation. In just a moment, we'll be reading today's chapter together, but before we do, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Jeremiah chapter 24. And we'll be reading from the New English Translation. The Lord showed me two baskets of figs sitting before His temple. This happened after King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon deported Jehoiakim's son, King Jeconiah of Judah. He deported him and the leaders of Judah, along with the craftsmen and metal workers, and took them to Babylon. One basket had very good-looking figs in it. They looked like those that had ripened early. The other basket had very bad-looking figs in it, so bad they could not be eaten. The Lord said to me, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" I answered, "I see figs. The good ones look very good, but the bad ones look very bad, so bad that they cannot be eaten." The Lord said to me, "I, the Lord, the God of Israel, say, the exiles whom I sent away from here to the land of Babylon are like those good figs. I consider them to be good. I will look after their welfare and will restore them to this land. There I will build them up and will not tear them down. I will plant them firmly in the land and will not uproot them. I will give them the desire to acknowledge that I am the Lord. I will be their God and they will be my people, for they will wholeheartedly return to me. I, the Lord, also solemnly assert King Zedekiah of Judah, his officials, and the people who remain in Jerusalem or who have gone to live in Egypt are like those bad figs. I consider them to be just like those bad figs that are so bad they cannot be eaten. I will bring such disaster on them that all the kingdoms of the earth will be horrified. I will make them an object of reproach, a proverbial example of disaster. I will make them an object of ridicule, an example to be used in curses. That is how they will be remembered wherever I banish them. I will bring war, starvation, and disease on them until they are completely destroyed from the land I gave them and their ancestors." Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the things that You reveal to us in it about Your long-term plans for Your people. And Lord, when we read through this portion of Scripture, we can see what You were planning to do in the long term and in the short term. But Lord, we also know that when we look through the Scriptures, we can see that Your long-term plan is for mankind's rescue and redemption through Your Son, Jesus Christ. So Lord, thank You for revealing that to us. Thank You for including us in that plan. And Lord, we pray that by Your grace that we would walk with You faithfully each and every day as men and women who have been rescued and redeemed through faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ. We love You, Lord. We're grateful for the privilege to know these things, and we thank You, Lord, for the privilege to walk with You daily. We commit this day to Your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.